Exodus chapter 30. This is about the altar for the incense. Now, the incense altar was inside the holy place. So you have to bow your head and come through the low gate. So humility was needed. And then you came to the altar of sacrifice, a burnt offering. You had to accept that we are to sacrifice, to give something of ourselves to God. And then you washed in the big basin, the laver, which is like baptism. Then you come to the holy place where there's the table of showbread, which is like breaking bread. And there is this altar for burning incense, which is like prayer. Because in the Bible, perfume or incense being offered up is like prayer. So, make an altar out of acacia wood. Now, acacia wood was really like a kind of a bush, really, with lots of them growing in the desert that they were walking through. But it wasn't very strong. It wasn't very easy to work with. And yet they had to make the tabernacle, this place where God would live, out of this not very good wood that's really hard to work with, that's really like just a bush, and it's not very strong. And that's just like us. We're difficult to work with. We're not very strong. But God uses us and covers us with gold and puts his glory over us. So the altar of incense was to be square, 45 centimetres long, 45 centimetres wide, and about 90 centimetres high. Now this is really quite small. Now in most of these other religions, they have these great big altars, great big huge temples, which later, unfortunately, David and Solomon seem to like the idea of, but God didn't want all that. Just something small and humble. Cover its top and the bits that stick out of it with pure gold and put a gold border around it. Make two rings for it of gold. Now that was in order to carry it, because all of this had to be carried through the wilderness. And make poles also of this acacia wood covered with gold, so it could be carried. Put this altar outside the veil, which will hang before the ark, that is, before the most holy place. Every morning, when Aaron comes to light the lamps, he is to burn incense on it that will arise as a sweet smell to God. So the wonderful idea that our prayers, our words to God, can be really pleasing to him, like a sweet smell. The offering of the incense is to be done throughout your generations. Do not offer any other strange incense. Don't offer any other kinds of offering, such as animals, upon the incense altar. Once a year, Aaron is to make the altar pure by putting on its four horns, the four bits that projected from the corners of it, the blood of the sin offering. That's to be done every year throughout your generations. The altar is to be holy. And the Lord said to Moses, when you take a census of the people of Israel, that is, when you count how many of them there are, each man is to pay a tax so that no evil will come upon you while the census is being taken. Each one who is counted must pay the required tax, and everyone must pay this. Everyone who's counted, that is, every male from 20 years old and upwards, is to pay. The rich man should not pay more, and the poor man shouldn't pay less, because this is the tax for their lives. So collect this money from the Israelites, and you are to spend it in the work of the tabernacle. Now, that's why when they didn't do this, when Joab and David made a census in the time of David, there was a big punishment upon them. And the Lord said to Moses, make a laver. This is like this big brass basin where they washed, the priests had to wash, which represents baptism. It is to be between the tent and the altar, that is the tabernacle where the most holy place was, and the holy place and the altar, and put water in it. Aaron and his sons are to wash there before they go into the tabernacle or approach the altar to offer the offerings. Then they will not die. They must wash their hands and feet lest they die. And so that speaks about how baptism is vital for salvation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Unless a man is born of water and of the kingdom, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And it also shows that baptism makes us like the priests. So we are to go out and do God's work. Not leave it to other people, but to do God's work. The Lord said to Moses, "You are to prepare the anointing oil." And it was to be prepared from 6 kilograms of liquid myrrh, about 3 kilograms of cinnamon, about 3 kilograms of sweet-smelling sugar cane, and 6 kilograms of cassia, and 4 liters of olive oil. And you're to mix it together to make the holy anointing oil like perfume. You are to use it to anoint the tabernacle, the ark, the table of showbread, all its equipment, the lampstand, the altar for incense, the altar for burnt offering. Dedicate these things in this way so that they will be completely sanctified to me. Then anoint Aaron and his sons and ordain them to be priests. Say to the people of Israel, this holy anointing oil is to be used in my service. It must never just be used in an ordinary way. You must not make anything like it. It is holy, that is, it's separate. Whoever makes anything like it will be not considered one of my people. That is, he'll be cut off from amongst his people. And so what that shows is that our prayers are very special and very pleasing to God. And we're not to just rush into prayer, but that we are to think about it and think it through. To think through the different parts of it, and to realize that it's very, very holy. Because we are actually in God's presence when we are before him. And he is thrilled with our words, because it's like a sweet-smelling savour, a sweet-smelling perfume to him.